Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Sylvia Chen. I recently purchased a camera from your online shop. Unfortunately, when the camera arrived, the lens was scratched. I want to bring it to the post office this afternoon to return it for an exchange, but I'd like to speak to someone from your company before I mail it. You see, I'm moving to a new house next week, so the replacement will have to be shipped to my new address. Please call me back so I can be sure your shipping department will send the camera to the correct address.
Number 71. What is wrong with the camera? Number 72. Where does the speaker want to go this afternoon? Number 73. Why does the speaker request a return call? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following broadcast.
Now, turning to local news, the annual Art Walk Festival will be held this Saturday. The festival offers residents the chance to discover local art galleries and to talk with gallery owners and artists. The walk starts at the Clairton City Hall, where you'll receive a map showing all the participating galleries. And this year, for the first time, food from local restaurants will be available at each gallery. Information about parking for the event can be found on the city's website.
Number 74. What is happening this weekend? Number 75. Where are listeners instructed to go first? Number 76. What details can be found on the city's website? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
Hello, Alberada Apartments residents. Thank you for letting me speak at tonight's tenant meeting. My name is Jay and I'm the new maintenance manager for the complex. In my first few days as maintenance manager, I've realized that many of you are having problems with the air conditioning in your apartments. So my crew and I will be coming around to each apartment over the next 3 weeks to inspect all the air conditioning units and decide which ones need to be replaced. The good news is, the pool will be opening for the summer next week. Don't forget to collect your pool passes from the main office on Monday.
Number 77. Who is the audience for the talk? Number 78. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 79. What does the speaker remind listeners to do on Monday? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
Hi, everyone. Today we have some urgent business to attend to. I just received word that Moon Hee Lee will be making a visit to our store tomorrow. For those of you who don't know, Ms. Lee is our regional manager who oversees 5 stores in the area, including this one. Now, it's very important that we give her a good impression, so I'm requesting that everyone stay a bit late today to help get the store cleaned and organized. And since you'll be working extra hours today, you can each select a morning to take off next week. Just let me know which day you choose to come in later so I can update the schedule.
Number 80. Who is Moon Hee Lee? Number 81. Why does the speaker ask listeners to stay late? Number 82. What does the speaker offer the listeners? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following broadcast.
This is Scott Derlin, and you're listening to Scott's Money Advice on WYBR Radio 91, where we discuss how to handle all types of money and home budget topics. I want to let listeners know that as of today, you can download audio files of past broadcasts of our show from my newly updated website, www.scottsadvice.com. This is in addition to the usual links and interactive features on topics from the show, and I always like to hear from you, so please email me any money questions you might have. I'll be sure to answer them on the air. Now let's return to our discussion of what to do when buying a car with our guest, Nina Robinson.
Number 83. What is the main topic of the radio show? Number 84. What has recently become available online? Number 85. Why does the speaker say,
"And I always like to hear from you"?
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following speech.
Good evening. I'm so glad you all could make it tonight to celebrate our company's expansion. When I first started this greeting card company, it was only a small team of 3 people struggling to make our business work. And now we have 20 full-time employees, we've expanded our distribution, and we even have a new, much larger office space. So please, before you leave the banquet, pick up your gift bag. It's my personal token of appreciation to thank all of you for your contribution to our company's success.
Number 86. What is being celebrated? Number 87. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 88. What are employees asked to do before they leave? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Mariko. This is François Duchamp calling from Human Resources. We're supposed to begin posting the laboratory assistant position this Friday, but I don't know. Have you seen the interview questions we use? Since you supervise the laboratory employees, I'd really be interested in your opinion of them. It would be great if you have some time today to talk about this. I'm about to go to an early lunch, but I'll be at my desk until 5 o'clock this afternoon. Thanks.
Number 89. What position is being advertised? Number 90. What does the man imply when he says,
"Have you seen the interview questions we use?"
Number 91. Why does the man want to meet with the woman? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message and bill.
Hi, this is Laura Dunn. I'm calling about a catering order you just delivered for our corporate luncheon this afternoon. I just realized that one of the food trays we ordered wasn't included. We're missing the pasta. Now, between the sushi and the chicken dish, we'll have enough food, but I wanted to make sure we get a refund on the pasta. Could you please process the refund to the same credit card I used to place the order? Thanks, and have a nice day.
Number 92. What event does the woman mention? Number 93. What is the problem? Number 94. Look at the graphic. How much money will the woman be refunded? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and chart.
Good morning, and thanks for inviting me to this board meeting. You asked me to find ways for our company to become more environmentally friendly. So here's what I came up with. Here are four options for desktop management software. After business hours, when most computers are not in use, these programs will automatically turn off our computers, saving costs and energy. All are compatible with the hardware we use, and the projected savings are comparable for all four software systems. However, only one has a system for backing up data in an emergency. So that's the one I recommend.
Number 95. Where does the talk most likely take place? Number 96. What does the company want to do? Number 97. Look at the graphic. Which option does the speaker recommend? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and schedule.
Welcome to your first day at the Harling Company. Your role in handling customer inquiries over the phone will be crucial to our sales. Here's your training calendar. So today, we'll get you set up and we'll teach you the basics of the job. Then, for the rest of the week, you'll be trained one-on-one by your manager. You'll practice answering the phones and receive feedback at the end of the week on your interaction with the customers. You'll really enjoy working with your managers. You'll see, they're great. Oh, and one more thing. The company president wants to meet all of you, so she organized a team lunch to welcome you all.
Number 98. What are listeners training to be? Number 99. According to the speaker, what will the listeners enjoy doing? Number 100. Look at the graphic. On what day will the listeners meet with the company president? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.